some and our continuing discussion. When I last spoke, I spoke quite extensively, I think, about Rathyatra, the appearance of Jagannath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's emphasize the importance of Kurukshetra and Kurukshetra Bhajan. Tomorrow is the Gundicha Marjan, which Mahaprabhu and his devotees perform with great delight. It means the Jagannath's going to go, the Rath Yatra will be Dwaraka Krishna. He's going to Vrindavan, represented as Gundicha, on the chariot with his brother and sister. And Akshaya Tritiya, which was back in May sometime, so that's a good day for beginning some new work. It's the day that they begin the construction of the new chariots. They build new chariots every year. They don't use the same ones. Every year they build three new chariots, and that's the day they begin. And while that's going on, we know two weeks back, the Shnan Yatra ceremony, the bathing of Jagannath, which leads to the Nava Kalevar. It means, Gurudev used the word nourishing. You know, the deity will be painted anew during that time. I mean, there are external observations to understand and internal. Internally, Jagannath goes into seclusion for approximately 2 weeks, and in the words of the Charitamrita, has pastimes with the goddess of fortune. At that time, at the Jagannath Mandir, there's no darshan. So this is heartbreaking for the devotees, particularly Mahaprabhu. Thematically, we're discussing separation and mentioning that Gopi Gita sloka, Atati yad bhavan anikananam tutir yugayate tamapashyatam kuntila kuntilam shimukam jate pakshma kridrisham. It escapes me, some of the words, but how they cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye. They're cursing Brahma. Here, no Jagannath means Krishna, darshan, for 2 weeks. That's an interminable amount of time for Mahaprabhu. His heart is filled with anguish. Told for sometimes he goes to another town nearby, Alalanath, but is brought back by the devotees. They're always afraid that Mahaprabhu is going to leave, or they will be deprived of his association. And Mahaprabhu returns, but now they have some eagerness because the Rath Yatra is approaching, and the day before they have the there's a Pushpanjali and Bhog offering, and Mahaprabhu and the devotees are privileged to see Jagannath and the Navakalevar, and they're very happy. But just prior to that, understanding that Jagannath Rath Yatra is about to take place, they go to Gundicha to cleanse that temple. Only once a year they're coming, so it needs to be cleaned, swept, washed, everything. But some devotees think that this is inappropriate for Mahaprabhu. Or at least this is, you know, Leela talk. It creates dramatic, they're thinking, you know, we can do that. But he wants to show something. He personally takes charge of this cleansing and assembles all the devotees and all the water pots and the brooms, and it turns into practically a festival, right? Like a cleaning festival. That's why in all the temples tomorrow, it's always good. This is the day, not the only day, but certainly the day for cleaning the altar and the altar room and the kitchen and everything, but particularly the altar and the kitchen, which is the direct seva of the deity. So Mahaprabhu, with great enthusiasm and delight, assembles all the devotees and all the paraphernalia, and they enter the Gundicha Mandir and begin their cleaning. And at first, we're told, they sweep away all the gross, the obvious dirt and dust. But then we're told a second time they go through to and more finely clean. And Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the commentary, they're saying, this is also in parallel the process of cleansing of devotees, the internal cleansing, external, internal, gross and more subtle, for all of those who are aspiring servitors and practitioners. You know, certain types of gross behavior are to be abandoned, you know, immediately. But then there's subtle cleaning that has to take place in time. Because of, as Guru Maharaj says sometimes, that the seat of karma is in the mind. Whatever the activities are, desirable, undesirable, but let's say undesirable, the seat, the inauguration of that action that results in a particular act is in the mental plane, mental, intellectual, subtle. So, anartha nivritti means we have to try our best under care of Guru and Vaishnav, the association of Vaishnavas, to cleanse the subtle things, certain types of mentality, fault finding, duplicity, etc. So there's some significance. The gross clean, then they clean again. Like, no, that's not enough. Have to clean again. And then they're cleaning with water. And as we've seen, particularly to this day in India, I mean, when you clean, you don't just throw water on the floor. You throw it on the walls. You throw it on the ceilings. You throw water everywhere. That's how you clean. And while they're doing this, and Mahaprabhu has told the devotees too, when he saw before, when they're cleaning the dust, like they take it in their cloth, and he's examining how much dust you've got. And when he sees someone's like got a lot of dust, he's telling everybody else, he's cleaning properly. You're not, you know, putting your heart into it. So who he observes, but we're told no one is better at cleaning than Mahaprabhu. But then when they're throwing the water everywhere and they're all chanting, Krishna, Krishna, they're running, getting water pots. Sometimes they collide and the pots break, but they're laughing and taking the holy name and it's like a big festival and they're throwing water everywhere. some devotees notice that like the water is touching the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and they're like secretly like taking that water and taking it, charanamritam, giving some to another devotee, their hands around. And Mahaprabhu, although he's omniscient, his play is he cannot observe all these things. But then we're told one devotee who's very bold, he just comes up with a pot of water and starts pouring water on Mahaprabhu's feet and then like, and taking. And Mahaprabhu says to Srupa Dharma, what is this? The others, at least, they're doing like secretly or in a hidden way. And it's not, he's pouring the water there and like, you know, drinking. And he tells Srupa Damodar, like, throw him out, this man. Get him, Bengali Vaishnava. And Srupa Damodar saying, he's a simple-hearted man. He didn't mean to do it, you know. But Mahaprabhu was saying, this is too much. But that he's pouring water and drinking. But then the play, it's shining, and now it's so clean, it's shining beautifully, has a spiritual effulgence. And at the conclusion, they have a resounding kirtan. And Mahaprabhu is dancing, Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu, everyone, all the 200 or more devotees from Bengal who have come, in Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya's family, Gopal, Achyutananda, Raghunandan Thakur, Vrakeshwara Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, of course, and so many. And it's becoming more and more intense, this kirtan. And Mahaprabhu is becoming ecstatic, and the intensity keeps increasing and increasing. And Advaita Acharya's son, Gopal, he starts dancing madly, but he dances so in such a frenzy that he collapses. And it appears that he's left the world. He's lying on the floor, lifeless. And all the devotees, and they're all crying and wailing. And then Mahaprabhu comes to him, seeing him lying there, and he's young boy, and he says, his name is Gopal. He says, Gopal, get up. Like Utishta, Jagrata, Prapyaparan, Nibodhita, the Upanishads are saying, wake up. Jeev Jago, Gaurachandra Bole, Kota Nidra, Jaumaya Pisach, you know, get up, get up. And here, direct command from Mahaprabhu, Gopal, get up. And then his eyes open, he comes to life. And like the son of Chitraketu, who gave some philosophical talk, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written songs about this. Then, of course, all the devotees are happy again. But their eagerness is increasing day by day. And now they go for the Navakalevar offering. And they're seeing after this 2-week separation, which is interminable to them. And with their eyes, they're drinking the beauty of the nectar of Jagannath, and saying that if his face is like honey, then their eyes are like bees. And so they're just overwhelmed in appreciation of the beauty of Jagannath. And we're told at that time, because the next day is Rath Yatra, the servitors of Jagannath, they're doubling the offerings in size. They're making them, feeding him even more, you know, because he's going to go on a journey. But then the day comes, as we will see. And it's also, it's last year, and I assume this will happen this year, it was broadcast on YouTube. The whole, it's around 9 hours or more. And it's interesting to see the first 5 hours, what do they call it? The Pandu Vijay, is Jagannath going from the temple and taking seat on the cart. That's the Pandu Vijay. That's around 5 hours to come from the temple. And as they still honor this tradition, the big pandas, they grab by the arms, some by the waist, they have a rope, and they have these like that you had in your hand, but big. See this? Like that, big cotton pads. And they move him from one to, and he's going like this, and to another. And sometimes it's not going so smoothly, and we're told the pandas are cursing. They originally come from the Sabara community, which were like hunter-gatherer types, primitives, but it's the mercy of Jagannath that he accepted them as his servitors. They're not Brahminical in the ordinary way that we might think previously. This is generation since. And Jagannath, we will see, you see, they're wearing these crowns, Jagannath Subhadra Balam, and the crowns, they go to the left and the right, and they're going like this and like that, and they're pulling Jagannath, and it takes around 5 hours. And during that time, the pujas are going on with the chariots, and you see the different gods and goddesses that are on the chariots, all the horses. Each horse has a specific name and personality. The ropes are Anantadev. The ropes are spiritually conscious ropes. Every aspect is described in great detail and has some significance. And even there are gods and goddesses worshipped with, you see the main dome of Jagannath and subordinate domes within. Like, there's the goddess Bimala Devi. Saraswati Thakur was named Bimala Prasad by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, is there a conversation? I keep hearing a conversation. So he was named Bimala Prasad when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was stationed in Jagannath Puri. So the Pandu Vijay, that is observed by Mahaprabhu and sensed by all the devotees. And when he sees Jagannath coming, you know, he starts saying, Mani Ma, Mani Ma, which is in the local dialect, it's someone, the beloved, crying out to the beloved, you know, my Lord, in a very heartfelt way. Because after such a long, this is celebrating, after such a long time, Radharani and Braja Gopis again seeing Krishna. Jagannath represents Dwaraka Krishna. But we see, we think, well, is that what Krishna looked like when he was in Dwaraka? And yes, when feeling intense separation from Vrindavan, he underwent this ecstatic transformation. That is the form of Jagannath. So there, Mahaprabhu's heart is, you know, Radha Bhavaduti Subalita, Srup Damodar says, he's enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, And this, these sort of expressions or pouring out of his heart when he sees Jagannath. And when Jagannath ascends the chariot and the yatra, the journey begins, then Mahaprabhu is dancing and singing, but he's divided his devotees into seven groups. And in each group, they have like, what is that? Two principal mridanga players, several kartal players, a lead singer, a lead dancer. So Swarup Damodar is a singer, Nityananda is in the group, Srivas Thakur, Vrikeshwara Pandit, Raghunandan Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's position, it's also tomorrow the Tirubhav of Gadadhar Pandit, disappearance day. And appeared on Amavasya, disappeared on Amavasya. Means the new moon, not visible. Gadadhar is in the background. In one place, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compares the position of Gadadhar Pandit to that of the Dwaraka queen, Rukmini. And at first, this appears to present an ontological dilemma, as we understand Gadadhar Pandit to be Srimati Radharani. So why compared to the Queen Rukmini, when in fact we're told that Radharani expands out of Vrindavan into Dwaraka as Satyabhama? And if we know anything in the pastimes of Satyabhama, she is very, she's filled with Bhama Bhav. She's not agreeable to everything. She likes special treatment. Many things are her character. As when Krishna got a Parijata flower for Rukmini, Satyabhama wanted a tree. Whereas Chandravali, heart and Vrindavan, heart over intellect. Heart is in the superior position. And Dwaraka, reversal takes place. So intellect is in the superior position, heart in the secondary position. Means principal queen, Chandravali expands into Dwaraka's Rukmini, Radharani's Satyabhama. So why would Kaviraj Goswami, the expert, compare Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini? And other than Guru Maharaj, there's no explanation. So it helps you understand something about who Srila Guru Maharaj is. He explains us. This is his original explanation. He solves this apparent ontological dilemma. Why? As we told, aparam kasyapi pranayi janabindasya kutuki rasotstamam vritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam abhavre dutim ihatadhyam sad chaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. The Chaitanyastakam of Srila Rupa Goswami, very interestingly, perfectly, he is expressing who is Mahaprabhu with reference to the Rasa Leela. Saying in Rasa Leela, Krishna, as we hear from Gita Govinda and elsewhere, millions, billions, if not trillions of gopis. And they're, imagine, they're all incomparably beautiful and unique in their beauty, charm, sweetness, speech, movement, dance, nature. That is inconceivable. Brahma Sangita says and tells us what? Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stabirja Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivisata Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Vajami. As Krishna has so many expansions, Radharani has so many expansions. And sequence, what, and of ascending qualification, the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, the Mahishigan, the queens of Dwaraka, and the Brajagopis of Vrindavan. Still, in that Rasalila in Vrindavan, all these gopis, and what Krishna observing all of them, that the qualifications of one is superior to all others. And that is capturing his heart and imagination. She is super qualified. And Jayadev, Ramananda Roy, in expressing this to Mahaprabhu, as Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari, taking Radharani in his heart, he, Tatyaja Braja Sundari, the Braja Sundaris, the beautiful Braja Gopis, he leaves all of them to go in search of one. That's his method of expressing her unparalleled, incomparable, superior qualifications. So as qualified as they are, and by that we mean beauty, intellect, sweetness, etc., she is so qualified as to counsel all of them to pull Krishna. Hare, Hare Krishna, we say. Guru Maharaj said, Hare, Hara, Harata. One meaning, it means Radharani, but in the capacity of mind-stealing, heart-stealing. As Krishna is Madan Mohan, you know, he's bewildering Cupid, whom everyone is under the bewildering influence of. Radharani, Madan Mohan, Mohini. She can bewilder and attract Krishna. So, Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari. So, observing her, Rupa Goswami says in his sloka that aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva maduram upaboktam kamapiya. This has awakened the curiosity in him about what is the, oh, Harata, I was saying, Hare, she can take, steal Krishna. So she has the greatest stealing capacity because she can steal Krishna. But Krishna observing her, and he's thinking, it awakens in him the curiosity of what her heart is like and what it is capable of. He's on the receiving end of her love and affection. That's why all this expansion has taken place, is out of the love and affection for Radharani, for Krishna, to expand that. She wants there to be unlimited, infinite expansion of loving service to Krishna. That's why she is happy to hear of any newly recruited devotee, because it will culminate in the expansion of loving service of Krishna. Radharani is very happy about that. I remember hearing when I first joined, Prabhupada would say that when a new devotee came, that Radharani goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, you must accept them. They are better than me. That's impossible. But that is her mood. But if they will, as in Guru Maharaj's words, accept Radharani's suggestion, they may be able to exhibit something extraordinary that is very much appreciated by Krishna. If they come under her influence and accept her suggestion. So this awakens in Mahaprabhu, in Krishna, the thought of experiencing her position. But as Govinda, the enjoyer, that's not possible. It's only theoretically possible, but he cannot feel that and experience that. He will have to suppress the position of enjoyer. Right? So we say, Radha Bhav means the heart of Radharani. Radha Bhav Dyuti Subalita, enveloped by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Rasotsavam, and so he can taste what she's tasting, experience the kind of love that she has for Krishna that she alone possesses, and the sort of ecstasy that she experiences. Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning of Charitamritam quoting Srup Damodar saying, Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidushobana Eva, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushobana Eva, Swadyo Yasha Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Sokyam Tad Bhavadya Samajanita. I can't recall now. But those three things he pointed out, these are the internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent, for Krishna's descent as Mahaprabhu. And here, the point is, what does he do to achieve this position? He steals her heart. That those words are used. We first heard them from Srila Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj is echoing what is expressed by Rupa Goswami, the very words, steal. See, this is not something that he's going to give, in, we can say, voluntarily. So he's plunders her heart. We say her heart's voluntary. He's stealing her heart and by extension, halo. And what means then the remainder of Radharani, absent the heart and halo, is Gadadhar. So now, as Krishna's position has been suppressed, her Bhamabhav, that divine disagreeable nature of opposition that is really the hallmark of who she is and which inspires Krishna to greater and greater degrees of loving affection and intensity, that's been plundered. And that's her real wealth. So Guru Maharaj said, Gadadhar is the remainder. And he said, and like a man who had money in a bag and someone stole all of the money and he's running after that person with the empty bag saying, give me my wealth back, please. So Gadadhar Pandit knows what he is experiencing. Gadadhar Pandit and Swarup Damodar know, and of course Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa, they know what he is experiencing. So Guru Maharaj wrote in his Gadadhar Pranam, Nilam Bodhi Tade Sadasva Viraha Ke Panvitam Bandhavam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Swanayana Subhayanai Pujayam Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Bibur Bhuyat Mareka Gati. That so Mahaprabhu on the broad shore of the broad blue ocean in Puri, sometimes we hear Jagannath called Neelachala Chandra. Neelachala means blue mountain. But Neel means blue, and the blue ocean. Neela Chala Chandra, Neelam Bodhi Tate Tata, on the shore of the broad blue ocean. Neelam Bodhi Tate Sada Svaviraha. Svaviraha means, what is he experiencing? Separation from himself. Kepamitam Bandhavam, in the association of his dearest friend. And this is so sweet, and we think, like, who is Mahaprabhu's dearest friend here? Nityananda Prabhu in another context, but who is his dearest friend? Gadadhar Pandit. Who is Gadadhar Pandit? Srimati Radharani. And Radharani is explaining the Bhagavatam. What sort of Bhagavatam class is that? We can say so many great speakers of the Bhagavatam, we hear great commentators on the Bhagavatam. And certainly they are, and we worship them and their commentaries and what they've extracted. But imagine if Srimati Radharani herself, she's explaining the Bhagavatam. What verses will she select? How will she explain them? Only she can know what they mean to her when she's feeling deep separation from Krishna. And she likes to hear the singing of Lalita Sakhi and Bishakha Sakhi. They're singing songs to either assuage the grief and anguish in her heart or augment, amplify certain emotions. But she knows this. So on there's Mahaprabhu Krishna in terra incognita, a previously unexplored world, which is the heart of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is astonished. Remember, where he descended in the world for this purpose. Externally, Nam Sankirtan for everyone, but internally, Jadi Gorna Hoita, Tabiki Hoita, Kemoni Maritam Dehe, Radhar Mahima. To tell the glories of Radharani to the world. He wants everyone to know this. Krishna wants everyone to know how great Radharani is. How sweet is that? He wants everyone to know how exalted is his beloved. How great she is, the greatest devotee, and what is the power of her devotion to convert Krishna into a devotee. That should be impossible. She's converted him into a devotee. He wants to be like her. She never wants to be like him. There's no invert. Sometimes in the madness of separation, the Brajagopis go, I am Krishna and I will punish Kaliya. That's another thing. They're playing. It's in Leela, they're lost in divine madness, they're trying to help one another, comfort. That's not the same. The devotees never desire the position of the Lord. She doesn't have some parallel pastime where she's the enjoyer, never. This is so beautiful. But he wants to be like a devotee. How humble also. He wants to be a devotee. Sva bhaktebhya sudham nijan bhajanam mudram upadisham. And show everyone how to be a proper devotee. She is the proper devotee. And her friends and assistants, entourage. So there, Mahaprabhu, he's feeling the deepest pain of separation. What she feels like when she's separated from Krishna. It's heartbreaking, but nectar producing. And in that condition, Gadadhar Pandit is taking verses from the Bhagavatam and supplying them to Mahaprabhu. And that's either bringing some relief or augmenting certain sentiments. And what does it say? Sanjeevayan. Sanjeevayan means life-giving. The tenth stage, separation has different stages. The 10th and final stage is death. Just like, no prema gandasti darapi me haro, echoing the sentiments of Radharani, Mahaprabhu saying, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop of that divine substance. What's the proof? I go on living. Because if you really love Krishna, you couldn't live for a moment. You would have to die immediately. On a moment's separation from Krishna, you would drop dead on the spot. And here I am, alive, showing my face to the world, going on. Means I have no love for Krishna. So all those devotees have reached a death-like condition. Their last thought is, that would make Krishna unhappy. So they avoid that. Only for Krishna's. It's intolerable to them, but they don't want to make Krishna unhappy. So Mahaprabhu, he's at a death-like stage of separation. So many times we hear, in the middle of the night, he suddenly vanishes from the Gangbira. He's in front of the Shingadwar. They find his limbs are within his body like a tortoise. He looks like a golden pumpkin, giant golden pumpkin. They find, and this, the devotees there, this is very disturbing to them. Or they find him floating in the ocean as if in a death-like state. All on the verge. It's so heart-swallowing, devouring, heart-stopping. So, why did I say that? Oh, so Gadadhar Pandit is giving those slokas. But imagine Gadadhar is singing with, there's Mahaprabhu, it's Krishna and Radharani, but now in their Acharya Leela, Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit singing these slokas, and while singing, tears are streaming from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit and falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam like offerings and washing away the words of those slokas. And that Gadadhar Pandit, when Mahaprabhu tries to go to Vrindavan, every time he tries to go, somehow the pull of the devotees keeps him from going. And he's trying to negotiate something with them where they will allow him to go. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, well, now, yes, all right, you can go. But now is the rainy season for 4 months, so you can go after that. Then that time comes, they go, ooh, it's so cold now, not good. You know, and then finally Mahaprabhu, when they say, all right, stay for Ratiyatra, then at the end of the 4 months, then you can go. You know, you're free, you could go, but please, don't go till then. And then Mahaprabhu was saying, I tried to go, but Gadadhar was unhappy. And Gadadhar Pandit said, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. He said, I tried to go, but you were unhappy. But now, if you'll give some permission, Gadadhar, just stay for this time, and a few festivals are coming, and then... And Mahaprabhu said, all right. And that day, we're talking, Gadadhar Pandit cooks so beautiful, wonderfully. Radharani is the best cook of all. And Gadadhar Pandit cooks in Puri sometimes, and Mahaprabhu comes. That day is a very happy day. And Nityananda Prabhu comes. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu brings the ingredients for Gadadhar Pandit to cook for Mahaprabhu. So Narottam Thakur, Gora, Prema, Moy, Tunu, Pandit Gadadhar. Gadadhar Pandit is Gaur Prem personified. As there is Krishna Prem, there is Gaur Prem. And Gadadhar Pandit is Gaur Prem personified. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that in his conclusion of the Chaitanya Charitamritam commentary, that if I look very deeply at my gurus, Gaurakishore Das, Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see Babaji Maharaj as Srip Damodar, and I see Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Gadadhar Pandit. And Gaur Gadadhar, as Srila Gurudev said, is the private bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His worshipful deity is Gaur Gadadhar. Right. So, and as the chariot begins to move and Jagannath, then Mahaprabhu starts singing prayers, Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmani Taya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. And Jayati Janani Vaso slok from the Bhagavatam and other slokas begins by offering some like very profound but foundational type prayers, we could say. But then as time goes on, the more heart-revealing, personal prayers are being expressed. He's dancing in three different ways. Sometimes the so-called Udanda Nritya. That means leaping high, hands raised, leaping straight up in the air, and like a danda, Udanda Nritya. Jumping up in the air and landing in. Jumping up in the air and landing again. Then there's Tandava Nritya. That means like devastating, wild, frenetic, mad, uncontrolled dancing. But then there's Madhura Nritya, the sweet dancing. And when Swarup Damodar start singing the like sweet type love songs, then Mahaprabhu shifts to the sweet type of dancing. And sometimes they're told, he's in the mood of Radharani, remember? And then, like, he's behind the cart. Then the chariot stops. Mahaprabhu, as Radharani, saying, did you forget us? Brajagopis and Nanda Yashoda, Sridham, Subal, and the cows. Did you forget everybody? And Jagannath is stopping the cart. No, I have not forgotten you. I've never forgotten you. Then gradually, when he comes before the cart, then the chariot begins again. And we're told, Jagannath is astonished to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath is Krishna. But Jagannath, his eyes are getting even bigger. He's watching the dancing of Mahaprabhu and astonishment. And also Subhadra and Baladev, they're also astonished to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. And I just want to read something from this one section because this is very favorite to Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. It's actually, they can sing this by heart. So when it says, I'll just read a little. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers, the Kirtaniyas. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Jagannath, Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At some times, Jagannath's cart would come to a standstill. Mahaprabhu again went forward. Jagannath's cart would start slowly again. Thus, this sort of competition between Mahaprabhu and Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Mahaprabhu was so strong, he made Jagannath wait in his car. While Mahaprabhu was dancing, it says, Nachite, Nachite, Prabhura, Hoylo, Bhavantar, Hastatuli, Slokapare, Kori Uchaiswar. While Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. Yak kumara hara sa eva hivaras ta eva chaitrak shapas te chon milita malati surabaya prodha kadamba nila sa che vasmita tapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho reva rodasi vetasi turutale cheta samutkantate. That person who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. This verse was recited by Mahaprabhu again and again. But for Srup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. And we know, as Rupa Goswami wrote the parallel slok, Priya Soyam Krishna, saying that boy is Krishna, that girl is Radharani, the river is Jamuna, the place is Vrindavan. And this is the mood that comes from her in Vrindavan, in Kurukshetra meeting. That's why Ratna, they want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Formerly, all the gopis were pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Jagannath, Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Srup Damodar to sing the refrain. Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Jagannath, "You are the same Krishna. I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan. I wish that you will please appear there again with your lotus feet in Vrindavan." He says, "Here in Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a prince, accompanied by so many soldiers. In Vrindavan, you appear like a cowherd boy, Gopavesh, and Murali Vadan, playing your flute. Here, there's not even a drop of the ocean of happiness that I enjoy with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, then my desires will be fulfilled." I've already described Radharani's statement from Bhagavatam. In an ecstatic mood, Mahaprabhu recited many verses, but people in general could not understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses was well known to Srup Damodar, but he did not reveal it. However, Rupa Goswami broadcast the meaning. Ahuschate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshware hridivichanta magada bodhai sansara kupa patito taranava lambam gehum jusam api manasudiyat sadana. The gopis say, "Dear Lord, whose navel is like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen deep in the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that," that means karmis, gyanis, yogis. "We wish that those lotus feet may be awakened within our hearts, although we're ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." And these are the lines, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, Laisamad. Speaking in the mood of Radharani, Mahaprabhu said, "Anyara hridoyaman moraman brindavan mane bane ekori jani tahantomar padadvai koraha jadi udai tabe tomar puna kripa mani." Radharani, Mahaprabhu is Radharani saying, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, my mind and Vrindavan are one." So one thing we can understand from this, Vrindavan is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. I mean, she is once the expansion of the seva of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, Radhastakam says, Radha Padman Kitatam Vrindavan Jaranam. What is Vrindavan proper? Saying that land, remember, Vaikuntir Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy, the soil is all Chinmoy, spiritually conscious substance enriched with the highest sort of dedicating tendency or devotion. He's saying, but the soil that's embellished with the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani, that is Vrindavan. So she said, my mind is already Vrindavan. Since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? That would be, I think, your full mercy. Prananat shunamor satya nivedan braja amar sadan tahantomar sangam na payale na rahe jivan. My dear Lord, hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan. I want your association there. But if I do not get it, it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Purve uravadware ebe sakshat amare yoga gyani kahilo upai tumi bidagda kripa moi janaha amar hridoy more oiche kahite na jujai. My dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me yoga and gyan. Now you're saying the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for gyan or yoga. Although you know me very well, still you're instructing me in jnana yoga and dhyana yoga. It is not right for you to do this. Chitta kari toma hoite vishaye chahi lagaite jatna kori nari karibare tari dhyan shikshak karaha loka hasaya mara stana stana na kara bichare. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you, stop thinking about you, and engage in material activities. But even if I try, I cannot do that. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are ludicrous. The Gauri is saying, we cannot stop thinking about you. So what could you possibly mean by learn to meditate? We can't get you out of our minds. We can't stop remembering the beauty of your face, your gestures, your voice, the sweet sound of your flute. And she says, in this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. Nahe gopi yogeshwar pada kamala tomar dhyana kori paibe santosh tomara bakya paripati taramadye kutinati shuni gopir arobade rosh. The gopis are not mystic yogis. We will never be satisfied by simply meditating on your lotus feet, imitating yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another type of cheating. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they're not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more and more angry with you. Deho smriti nahi jar sangsara kup kahantar taha hoite na chahe udar biraha samudra jale kama timingile gile gopi gane neho tarapar. The gopis have fallen into the great ocean of separation and are being devoured by the timangila fish of their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of this timangila fish, which is a whale-eating fish. You understand? Whales, we say, these can eat, swallow whales. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? Saint Deho Smriti Nahita. We have no bodily conception and no bodily consciousness. So why should you give us instructions that are meant for people who are in bodily consciousness? We don't have any. The gopis do not want liberation desire, for they're already liberated. Brindavan Govardhan Jamuna Pulinaban Se Kunje Rasadika Lila Se Brajera Brajajan Mata Pita Bandugan Barachitra Kemoni Pasarila. She said, it is amazing you have forgotten Vrindavan. How is it you've forgotten your mother, your father, your friends? Did you forget the Govardhan Hill, the Jamuna, and the Rasalila? Krishna is saying, you're, you know, Vidagdha means clever, mridu, you know, gentle, full of good qualities, nice, you're soft, you're merciful, you're all these things. I know that there's a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet, your mind does not remember us. And then she said, this is only my misfortune. Amar Durdeva Vilas. Durdeva means misfortune. Sometimes Guru Maharaj says it means my bad luck. Remember in the second verse of Shikshastakam, Nam Namakari Bahu Dhani Jasavra Shakti Tatarpi Tagni Matak Smarani Nakala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdevam Idrishami Hajani Nanarag. Durdevam is there again. So you're in your holy name has all these wonderful potencies, everything. What's wrong with me? I have no appreciation for that. It's my misfortune, my bad luck. Then she said, Nagani apanaduk deki brajesri muk braja jane hridaya bidare kiba mara braja basi kiba jiao braje asi keno jiao duka shake sahai bare. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda, the hearts of the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming there? Why are you keeping them alive in a state of suffering? They're saying like, you're killing them, but you're keeping them alive at the same time with this hope that you may return, but you don't come back. Tomarye anyavesh. And remember, this is what Mahaprabhu is saying in front of Jagannath. And people are singing, dancing, kirtan, everything. Then these are what's coming from his heart, what's being expressed. Tomarye anyabesh, anyasanga anyadesh, braja jane kabu nahi bai, braja bhumi charite nare, toma na dekile mare, braja jane ki habe upai. So he's saying, the Brajajana, the people of Vrindavan, they don't want you dressed like a prince. They don't like it. Nor do they want you with all these soldiers and people in a different country. They cannot leave Vrindavan. See, this is the problem. And without your presence, they're all dying. What is their condition to be in? They can't leave Vrindavan. Then we think, wait, but if Krishna's in another place, this solar eclipse, Kurukshetra, is an excuse for this one-time chance meeting. But because Guru Maharaj was saying elsewhere, Krishna's paraphernalia is inseparable from him. So Krishna in another place, that can't be Swayam Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan Krishna. Therefore, Dwarka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Vaikuntha Krishna. And that their love is so great for Krishna that even you would think Dwarka Krishna comes pretty close. He's got to come back to Vrindavan, dressed like a cowherd boy, get the flute, banks of the Jamuna. This is the Vrindavan is inseparable paraphernalia of Krishna and his devotees. Remember, Vrindavan, and another way of putting it, Vrindavan is Radharani. What kind of Krishna without Radharani? Tumi brajero jivan, braja rajya pranadan, tumi brajero sakal sampad, kripardra tomarman, ashi jiao braja jan, braja udai korao nijapad. She said, my dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Shunya Radhika Bani, Braja Prema Mane Ani, Bhave Vyakulita Dehoman, Braja Lokera Prema Shuni, Apanake Rini Mani, Kore Krishna Tare Ashvashan. After hearing Radharani's statements, Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Radharani as follows. Pranapriye. That is a beautiful name, Pranapriya. Pranapriye shuna more satyabachan toma sabara smarane Jurumui Ratri Dine Mora Duka Najane Konajan. My dear Prana Priye Radharani, please hear me. I'm telling you the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all of you. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. So whenever anyone is bewildered by Krishna's apparent cruelty or insensitivity or separating himself. Here, Krishna is saying, I cry day and night. No one knows how unhappy I am. Brajabasi jatajan mata pita sakagan sabe hoy mora pran sam Taramadhi Gopi Gan Sakshat Mora Jivan Tumi Mor Jivaner Jivan. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, the Brajabasis, my mother, father, the cowherd boys, are like my life and soul. And among the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Gopi Gan, the Gopis, are my life and soul. and among the gopis. Anyway, Krishna is apologizing. And it concludes with the verse, Mayi bhaktirhi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate disya yadasin matsneho bhavatinam marapana. Where he's saying that his good fortune to be the object of love and affection that's in the heart of Radharani and Brajagopis. And then Kaviraj Goswami concludes by saying, Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damodar and taste these topics, these verses, day and night. Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in ecstatic emotions while looking at the face of Jagannath, and he danced and recited these verses. I didn't read all of them, but this whole section is Mahaprabhu before Jagannath. No one can describe the good fortune of Swarup Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Mahaprabhu were identical with the senses of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Swarup Damodar. In emotional ecstasy, Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and looking down would write on the ground with his finger. Fearing that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Swarup Damodar would check him with his own hand. Prabhur bhavanurup swarupergan. Swarup Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotions of the Lord. Whether a particular mellow was being tasted by Mahaprabhu, whenever, Swarup Damodar would personify it by singing. Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus face, like face and eyes of Jagannath. Jagannath was garlanded, dressed in nice garments, adorned in beautiful ornaments, his face glittering from the rays of sunshine, the entire atmosphere fragrant, an ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. And he's saying his body was like a transcendental Himalayan mountain bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. The sight of this attracted everyone's mind and consciousness. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of God, Premamrit of Rishye. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrims, the people in general, all the residents of Puri. Upon seeing his dancing, everyone was astonished and their hearts became infatuated with Krishna Prem. Everyone danced in ecstatic love and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed just to see the dancing of Mahaprabhu. As were Jagannath, Balaram, and then when Mahaprabhu falls in ecstasy, he falls on the ground like then Pratad Purudra Maharaj, comes and, but he's dressed as a king in this time. And he picks him up and like nurses him back to consciousness. And Mahaprabhu sees he's a king, he goes like, ah! And like, oh my God, what happened? Like, who can save me now? So it's like, Pratapurudra and I was like, oh no. Because all the devotees are telling him, certainly you're going to get the Lord's mercy. He's, you know, we can see it's coming. You got the, and, but we're saying, when he saw him sweep in front of Jagannath, again, Mahaprabhu's heart melted. Like, oh, so humble. He's the king and he's sweeping before the chariot. And to this day, the king comes out with a broom and sweeps before the chariot. But then there was, but Mahaprabhu was showing everyone, avoid bad association. Then he goes on and poor Pratapurudra Maharaj. But then Sarvabhauma says, no, what you need to do now, Mahaprabhu was very exhausted from singing and dancing. You go in this guard and wait there, but not in your king dress, just dress like a humble devotee. And so he's waiting there in the garden, Mahaprabhu comes in, and he's lying down, and then one of his devotees is massaging his feet, he's there, and it's Pratapurudra Maharaj, and he starts singing the Gopi Gita. And this is just too much for Mahaprabhu, it's so beautiful. Their songs in separation. And when he sings the sloka, Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam, kavibiriditam kalmasa apaham, shravanamangalam srimadatatam, bhuvi gurnati te buridajana. He says, where they're saying, the topics of you, hearing about you, this is the life-saving nectar. Puts an end to all suffering and is sprinkling nectar on the heart. It gives one wealth, auspiciousness. It's the best thing you can do for anyone in the world. And Mahaprabhu jumps up, and so he doesn't know who it is who's doing this, and he's saying, oh, Burida, Burida, you're such a generous person, you're so wonderful, you're doing the real welfare work in this world. There's no one giving anything more wonderful than you. I can't possibly repay you. I can just hug you. And then he hugs Pratapurudra Maharaj, Gajapati Tarala, Kripotseka Tarala. And of course it goes on. And then when they finally, begin again and the chariot cannot move, and then Mahaprabhu with his Pratapurudra Maharaj, they try to bring these big wrestlers to move the chariot, it won't budge. Then they bring elephants, it won't budge. Then they start goading the elephants, they're screaming, they can't make the chariot move. Then Mahaprabhu releases the elephants and everyone, and then tells his devotees to hold the ropes, and he goes behind the chariot, and with his head, he starts pushing it, and it moves. And the devotees realize, they're just holding the ropes, they're not actually pulling. And then he dances before Jagannath. Again, Nityananda sees him take the form of Radharani. And when they reach Gundicha, they're very happy to see now Krishna is back in Vrindavan and their separation is relieved and everyone is happy and they just keep celebrating day after day after day in great happiness. And then the next festival we'll celebrate will be the Haripanchami. So, pastime. But anyway, so tomorrow, Gundicha Marjan, Tirubhava Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit. Sunday is the Ratiyatra. Can just put it on. It'll be on the. You can watch as much as you can or from time to time. Remember, we're watching with Gurudev and, you know, we're watching for around 9 hours. But at around 6 or 7 o'clock at night, they stopped the broadcast, and Pushta Krishna Prabhu was there, and he was mortified. He like had a meltdown that they just stopped broadcasting. He couldn't tolerate it. After 9 continuous hours, then they just, because at a certain point they stopped the live broadcast. He like, so the, what a great devotee is and the type of devotion he has, he was in a state of shock and mortified and disbelief that they discontinued the broadcast. I thought, oh, such appreciation, yeah. But, and at this time, Guru Maharaj gave Gurudev Harinam initiation. And Guru Maharaj said, it's a great day to begin some new auspicious task or seva. Most auspicious. And it's the day, the founding day of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. It's on the Rath Yatra day. Really, 1942, Guru Maharaj moved 41 to Navadi, but 42 and the sloka and the official founding of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And it's based upon all these conceptions. Hare Krishna.